Now, Chris has been waiting very patiently for us. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Fire away.
A colony of bees seems to me to have the same DNA as the rest of them. They seem to generate the new queen from within their own colony, and the queen is mated by worker bees from within the beehive. And so it seems that the DNA for the whole colony would in fact be the same. Now, if people did this, like the royal families have done in Europe in the past, they suffer from various sort of diseases, including things like haemophilia. And I just wondered why this doesn't happen to bees.
Okay, Chris. Just to change a couple of things to your summary you gave there. Well, actually, the bees aren't all genetically identical. What happens is that a queen bee comes out of the nest when she's young and she releases a pheromone and she attracts something like up to 16,000 male bees called drones. And these male bees, then about 200 of them are lucky enough to mate with her, and she will collect millions and millions of sperm that she then goes back to the nest with and uses for the rest of her life, maybe 7 years or more, just to fertilise eggs. So she's got a mixture of sperm from different drones there. That's the first point. But the drones are all themselves haploid. In other words, they actually only have one set of genetic material. So all of their sperm are genetically identical. And the effect of this is that the worker bees, which are all female actually, because they're not haploid, they're diploid, they actually have both male and female chromosomes in them. As a result, they are all 75% genetically identical to each other. So if they actually were to start reproducing, they would produce less genetic diversity in the colony than if the queen reproduces by mating with a drone using the sperm she's got stored. So it's slightly more subtle than you thought. And it does actually work very, very well, because the bees are a collective colony, the sisters, because they're also so closely related, these workers. They're actually working towards helping the queen to reproduce, because then their own genes are being passed on more efficiently than if they were to actually start mating internally within the colony. And the queen does actually police this. She does actually stop the workers trying to reproduce. But as the queen gets older, this can occasionally begin to happen. It's a sort of escape. Good question, though. Thank you very much.